Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is The Photographic Purist. I've received quite a few emails the last couple of months from photographers from around the world, sort of in the quest or looking for the pure approach to photography. A lot of these emails have been by Leica users, you know, wanting to know how to get that sort of Leica purist look, and is this something possible even in the digital age? I also get a lot of people, you know, who are spending a great deal of time fretting about whether or not, you know, dodging, burning, cropping constitute manipulating their images, and as such, is their photograph somehow less, and is there some sort of approach or something they can do to be quote-unquote more pure in their photographic practice. Allow me to say right here, right now, the only thing that I like pure is my drinking water. Everything else, you know, I don't like confines. I don't like boxing myself in creatively in any way, shape, or form. And that, to me, is what the word purist does in photography. Photography is the most pervasive art form in the world. Photography is the most evolutionary of all art forms. I mean, all you have to do is sit around and look what's happened in the last 100 years in the photographic medium, and you can't find another art form that changes so rapidly and that has expressed so many new ideas so quickly. So the idea that we're going to shoot for some sort of purist aesthetic doesn't really make sense. It also doesn't really make sense just from the very nature of photography itself. Photography is about manipulation. Just the act of taking a photograph, you are editing the world down to the four walls of the photographic frame. You're selectively not showing things in the world. That's not pure, that's editive. Additionally, you're compressing space or expanding space. That's not pure. You're not showing what the human eye really does. No lens does. It doesn't have the supercomputer of the brain attached to it. So all sorts of things are going on. You know, you're shooting in black and white and not color. The color that you're shooting with doesn't express, you know, the true human vision. There's all sorts of things just in the very beginning of taking an image that it has nothing whatsoever to do about some sort of purist approach. Additionally, in the darkroom, I have conversations with photographers where they'll come into our studios and they'll be showing me their portfolio, and they talk about how they're this real purist when they make their prints, you know, and that they don't believe in dodging and burning and cropping and all that kind of stuff. And I'll quite frankly look at them and look at their work and I'll say, well, that's nice, but as your work is presented right now, it really isn't working. You know, you should be cropping this image. You should be burning this corner. You should be lightening this point or changing the contrast. In the end, all that really matters is the print. I mean, that's the most important part. And if the print doesn't work, it doesn't work. You can put whatever label you want on it. You can say it's a Leica image, a purist image, a Linhof image, whatever. But if it sucks, it sucks. You know, and in my opinion, you do whatever you need to do to that print to make it a great print. You know, a lot of photographers seem to have this belief that I'm going to shoot Tri-X and I'm going to shoot it in my Leica M, you know, and process it in Rodinal or whatever. And then when I stick it in my enlarger, magic rays of light are going to somehow, you know, go through the gelatin and it's going to make this perfectly expressive print. That has never happened. And that will never happen. That's not the nature of photographic capture, nor the nature of photographic printing. You know, you need to pull out that expressive quality within the image. You know, some people feel that working in the computer isn't pure. You know, well, that's, for the most part, ignorance on their part of not understanding the way digital photography works. Can digital photography be really, 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 really manipulative? Can you absolutely move things around in an image and change the scene? Sure you can. You know, and photographers did it in the darkroom. It was called photo montage, and Jerry Uelsman made a great career out of doing it in the 70s and 80s. So this isn't something new strictly to digital. Digital made some of it a little easier. It gave other photographers possibilities that maybe they wouldn't have had if they were working in the straight darkroom. But it isn't, in that aspect, something that was never done before in the analog darkroom. You know, most photographers who come to our studios are very surprised to see how I work in Photoshop. I'm very minimal, I guess I would say. You know, I do light dodging, burning, a little bit of contrast adjustment here and there. Very rarely do I ever remove any object from a photograph. As a matter of fact, I can probably only think of a handful in the last year. That's not to say that I'm against that idea. It's not to say that I'm against the idea of cropping. It's just, very rarely do I find that I need to do it in my works, and that's fine. That's just the way that I happen to compose in camera. I do an awful lot of dusting and spotting and removing specks in the scene, but this is no different than I would have done, you know, using Kodak retouching dyes and a little tiny Winsor Newton paintbrush and sitting there and spotting out little spots and, you know, changing tone on a black and white or a silver print. You know, so all these things are really the same. And once you get through it, what you find is that the label photographic purist, in a lot of cases, is something that photographers are trying to brand themselves with in order to say, well, my works are better than yours because I'm a purist. I don't manipulate my work. Okay, that's a bunch of crap. And also, I feel that that conversation really only happens in sort of middle-level photographers. Really basic beginning photographers are just happy to get a negative that's there, are happy to get an image that's sharp. You know, their sort of goals and aspirations for photography really aren't much more than that in sort of the very beginning. I mean, I think we can all remember back to when, wow, it's in focus and it's clear and, you know, everything looks great. That's was sort of the epitome of what you were looking for. And on the very high end, I know of no photographer, from contact printers to large format shooters, who would ever shy away from the idea of cropping, dodging, burning. I know a lot of photographers who take their film, scan it, digitally manipulate it, adjust it, and re-output it to film on an LVT in order to make contact prints or, you know, better perfectly enlarged digital negatives. Is that somehow, you know, less pure? You know, even though a lot of these people, and they won't say who their names are, you know, they're giving, you know, a lot of photographic forums sort of hold them up to this high standard of being this great epitome of photography. Yet, if people were really to look at it, they would realize that these people are doing every single thing that a lot of these photographers claim to be bad and unpure. It seems that this discussion of being a photographic purist really rests a lot in the middle ranks of photography, you know, and unfortunately, it's quicksand. It's something that sucks an awful lot of photographers and holds them back as photographic artists because they feel like somehow if I shoot with my Leica M6 and if I do everything just straight, I'll get that really great pure look. I'll get that classic journalistic look. Well, maybe. Maybe not. I mean, a lot of it isn't the look of the camera. It's the look of the photographer. It's the look of their photographic style and the way they printed their images. And yes, that includes dodging and burning and contrast adjustment and a hell of a lot of gelatin silver papers that aren't even made anymore. So is it possible that you could be a photographic purist? Sure, but why would you ever want to be? It's totally limiting, totally doesn't make sense. I think a better approach would be the photographer you need to be. Make the work that you need to make. And if that means that you shoot with a Leica or a Linhof or a paper mache origami camera, then so be it. You know, your work is your work. Your look is your look. Don't you think that's a little healthier? I do. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.